when there's a fast beat on, when there's happy music on, your body wants to dance. And it's you who holds yourself back, right? You stand in worship, you're like, I want to jump. Why do I want to? Usually I don't want to jump because I don't like getting sweaty. I'm like, dang it. Getting sweaty means I have to wash my hair. I hate washing my hair. Okay. Everyone can feel that emotion of like, my body, I can feel it, wants to dance. But right here is holding me back. You had that? You ever had that? So what I made it a practice in my life to do, and it started at 12 years old, was I felt my hands wanting to raise. And I remember wrestling myself, and I remember coming to the decision of going, what do I have to lose? I don't care, because I know that this is what I'm supposed to do, is just worship you with everything. Not my words, not my mind, not just my life, with everything. And just let it come out. And I am as white girl as they come. So I have no good moves. None. None. Absolutely zero good moves at all. Nope. None. Just try to think of one. Got nothing. Nothing. So it's not going to be pretty, and I already know that. So I remember being 12 years old, and I remember going, I don't even care, and closing my eyes because I was for sure that everyone was staring at me going, what the heck are you doing? And I just worshiped, and something broke in me that day because I got over the care of what it would look like. Each and every one of you in your life, ask the Lord, Lord, help me, and watch out, put your boots on for this request, because it could look a little scary for a while. God, I want to get over the care of what it looks like to have complete freedom in your presence. Mind, spirit, body, soul. I want complete freedom in your presence. And I don't want this or fear of anything to hold me back. And when you bring that before the Lord and you really make that something that you walk through with him, even little steps that you feel like, okay, I'm going to do this now, and you just conquer that. Everything that comes up in your life, you're like, I'll conquer you. Yep, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. And then you just get this freedom. And I looked around that day after the song was nearing. I can just so visibly remember it. The song was almost over, and I had like it probably been like 3 minutes that I was raising my hand, but it felt like at half an hour. And I just kind of put my hands down and opened my eyes and looked around, and hands raised all over the little chapel. All these little kids were just like raising their hands, and I was on the front row. And I just kind of remember doing this, you know, kind of seeing who's watching me. You know the look, like, okay, we good over here? We good over here? And little hands everywhere just worshiping. And I was like, yeah. And I went for it again. I learned two very valuable lessons. Your freedom is contagious. Your breakthrough in the Lord with your freedom of effortlessness and of I'll do whatever you want me to. There's nothing that's going to hold me back to that. Your freedom prophesies to people. You can be free too in him. You can follow him with abandonment. And I mean, you should check my emails. You would just be like, oh my gosh, people will come in or see us on video or see us somewhere. And the emails just flood my inbox of, you gave me permission to freely love him like a little kid. I mean, Tama, you gave me permission by just simply watching you. So your physical being up there as you play, as you lead, I'm not asking you to wildly dance like a psycho. If you feel like you want to do it, go.